Ancestral Deep Ecology in the Americas, Part 3. Original Reconnection. Years ago, I dreamed about an ambitious project I called Original Reconnection, in which I had the opportunity to consult and have the support of the work that reconnects root teacher Joanna Macy. The central idea of the project was the implementation of a series of intercultural dialogues inspired by the work that reconnects with original communities of the Americas, particularly in Latin America. Making visible and honoring the pain and ignored gifts of indigenous communities and their territories was the driving force behind the project, as well as bringing to the surface the many ways in which industrial citizens promote violence and oppression. In its essence, the project emerged as a minuscule form of pagamento, or payment, a symbolic offering to our ancestors who have been and continue to be systematically repressed. This intercultural offering was nurtured by the conviction that an honest and respectful approach to the past initiates possible reconciliations, creative understandings, and synergistic alliances. Toward the end of 2018, we carried out the first intercultural dialogue in two Mayan communities in the Yucatan Peninsula, Mexico. I dare to say that the experience was valuable for everyone. We shared ritual spaces, community dialogues, and celebrations of life. We became aware of the constant threats to their lifeways and culture, and I was greatly moved by their resilience, their kindness of spirit, and their openness to share their traditions. Memorable experiences occurred during the Truth Mandala and an exercise of gratitude in connection with the jungle. In the latter, participants were summoned by a non-human being and their message of gratitude. The jungle seemed to shudder with gratitude upon hearing the group express in their mother tongue. The Truth Mandala created the space for intimate and collective pain to spring forth, giving way to a renewed sense of camaraderie and lightness in the midst of the complex polarity between perpetrator and victim. In those moments, I experienced the reconciling effect of the jungle and the ancestral dimensions that embrace and support the human family. Our visit to the Mayan communities was significant on many levels. During that time, we celebrated my birthday eating tamales, typical of the region, and sharing words full of love for Earth. And it was also in that bioregion that my daughter, Iari Ananda, was conceived. However, due to the lack of financial resources, we were forced to pause the project indefinitely, with the hope that in the not-too-distant future, we could resume such a precious calling.